From flash floods to drought and famine, the United Nations warns that a reckoning is coming for climate change. The United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson came to the General Assembly with a message for humankind.
It's time for humanity to grow up. It's time for us to listen to the warnings of the scientists. And if you look at COVID, if you want to see an example of the gloomy scientists being proved right, it's time for us to grow up and understand who we are and what we are doing.
Johnson is trying to whip up support for major new commitments to reduce carbon emissions before it's too late. The international community travels to Glasgow in early November for a major climate summit.
While virtually all countries agree that a warming climate is a risk, some are making the case that it's more than just an environmental problem. They say it is also a threat to international peace and security.
Some argue that means the Security Council can take action.
That's an argument that should have been settled a long time ago. Look at almost every place where you see threats to international peace and security today, and you'll find that climate change is making things less peaceful, less secure, and rendering our response even more challenging.
China, as the world's largest consumer of coal, prefers to keep the subject off the council's agenda.
It would be inappropriate and so forth to replace the collective decision-making of the international community.
Beijing has promised to stop building new coal plants abroad, but the UK Prime Minister argues all countries will need to step up even more to keep temperature rise below the previously agreed 1.5 degrees Celsius and humanity on track.
We must come together in a collective coming of age. We must show that we have the maturity and wisdom to act. And we can.
The COP26 climate conference he's hosting is now just weeks away. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.